You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This week, Governor Gretchen Whitmer instructed the Department of Environmental Quality to start working on determining a safe drinking water level for PFAS, the polyfluoroalkyl or perfluoroalkyl chemicals, polluting water in spots around the state. These chemicals have been associated with cancer and other health risks. Environmental groups applauded the move. The chemical industry says Michigan ought to let the U.S. EPA determine what's safe. Joining us to discuss those findings are our Friday political commentators, Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican Majority Leader in the Michigan State Senate, and Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic member of the state legislature. So, Ken, states such as New Jersey and New Hampshire have set what's called a maximum contaminant level for PFAS chemicals. In fact, New Hampshire looked at four of the PFAS chemicals that have been found in water sources instead of the two that Michigan's looked at so far. The U.S. EPA's health advisory only looked at those two. Should Michigan set its own PFAS restrictions or wait for the federal government?
Oh, I think absolutely Michigan needs to proceed full steam ahead on setting a drinking water standard for these chemicals. The federal EPA, I think, has just been dilatory. They haven't really done much. They have what they call an advisory threshold, but that doesn't really mean anything. And, you know, when you have issues that affect human health and the environment, and in this case, chemical contamination of drinking water, Michigan needs to get aggressive and move ahead. I applaud the governor for taking this action.
Vicki, is Governor Whitmer correct in ordering a determination on what is safe for PFAS chemicals in water?
Absolutely. That was one of the key issues in the Michigan election. People are very concerned about contaminants in their drinking water, and it's lead, it's mercury, it's PFAS, it's a whole host of chemicals, sewage, prescription drugs that get in our water system. And I think it's time that Michigan sets standards. The current standards are only recommended standards and not enforceable standards by the EPA, and they're not strong enough, nor are they guaranteed to help.
I'm curious, Governor Rick Snyder signed into law a measure that bans state agencies from creating new regulations stricter than federal government unless there's clear and convincing need due to exceptional circumstances. Ken, does PFAS contamination meet those requirements?
At some point, this might come into play. If the EPA ever does determine a maximum contaminant level for these PFAS chemicals, and let's just say, for example, hypothetically, let's say Michigan sets a standard of 35 parts per trillion, and let's say the EPA comes out with one of 50 parts or 70 parts, then you have an issue. But at this point, there's not an issue because the EPA hasn't set a standard. They only have an advisory threshold. But this issue of whether Michigan should or could establish stricter standards might come into play down the road on this issue.
Vicki, how do you determine clear and convincing need? I mean, after all, the US EPA says it's starting to look at the standards for PFAS in drinking water.
We can't wait for the federal government to act on this. They're moving way too slowly, and they haven't taken any action. So it's up to the states now to be the inventive marketplaces of protecting the health, safety, and welfare of its citizens that it needs to be. And I think that Michigan is on the right track right now. And I'm heartened to see that there's bipartisan support for this issue. The toxic waste sites for PFAS currently are in a lot of Republican and rural areas and areas of the state where there was a lot of firefighter training. I'm very glad to see that Republicans and Democrats are coming together, and we'll just see what they settle on as the standard. But right now, there is no enforceable federal standard or federal law to protect safe drinking water from these chemicals, and Michigan needs to be a leader. And because we also, the central actors in the Great Lakes water region, which is home to 20% of the world's surface freshwater, we also need to be stewards of the environment for everyone and really lead the way on this critical issue.
I'm not a chemist. I'm assuming that neither of you have a chemistry background. Is that correct?
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay. So Earlier this year, the state of Pennsylvania started a process for setting limits on two of these 4,000 or so PFAS chemicals, the most common ones, PFOS and PFOA. However, New Hampshire looked at four of them, and all four of those chemicals have been found in water sources in Michigan. So should Michigan look at setting limits for just those two PFAS chemicals that the EPA advisory is about, that Pennsylvania is looking at, or expand the list to include those other PFAS chemicals that have been found in Michigan drinking water sources and are being regulated by New Hampshire?
You know, I'm not an expert in this, but, you know, Michigan should be aggressive in protecting drinking water and the environment. And if that means looking at more than two or three or four iterations of these chemicals, then so be it. They should move ahead. I actually wanted to comment on this no stricter than federal issue. I think Governor Snyder made a mistake in signing that bill. It's hard for me as a Republican to understand this position, which goes against historical Republican philosophy that we ought to just defer to the federal government. This might at some point be a prime example of why I thought it was a bad idea to have that bill passed and signed into law.
Vicki, what about how many chemicals should we be looking for? Two, four, thousands?
There's probably more than four, I would say. These chemicals are in Teflon and other coatings. The manufacturers are being sued across the country for not recognizing their responsibility. A suit was settled in Minnesota with 3M, a major manufacturer of these chemicals. There are a lot of chemicals, and in order to say that our drinking water is safe, we need to begin to take action. Starting with PFAS is a great way to go, and I think that the current standard recommended by Winnie Brinks, state senator from the Grand Rapids area, at 5 parts per trillion is a good starting point. We'll probably end up a little higher. With regard to the law that the governor signed, no stricter than the federal standards, he had been a strong supporter of the environment and had vetoed that very law. So his action in lame duck session in 2018 was very surprising indeed, and it was kind of like him burning his bridges behind him in terms of his legacy on at least trying to take control of environmental policy. It was very disappointing.
We've got only less than a minute left, but I wanted to ask you about a different topic. Attorney General Dana Nessel issued an opinion that the lame duck maneuver to establish an entity to oversee building a tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac where the pipelines that make up Enbridge Line 5 was unconstitutional. Ken, what'd you think of that?
Well, I mean, she opined that it's unconstitutional based on what I would call a legal technicality, but I'm not dismissing it. It wasn't on the substantive issue of should you build a tunnel and put Line 5 in it. I think the issue is, well, what happens next? I mean, if that law is unconstitutional, and if her opinion is sustained by the courts, then you still have this remaining question of what do you do with Line 5?
Vicki, what do you think of the move by the Attorney General?
I support her move. I think that the tunnel is a terrible idea. It does not solve the problem. You still could have a pipe burst underground in the Straits of Mackinac, contaminating all of the Great Lakes. This was a technicality, but the maneuver by the legislature to transfer the authority over this to the Mackinac Straits Authority, even that organization did not want to take control of this pipeline underground.
And we have to note that Enbridge is a corporate underwriter of this radio station. Vicki Barnett is a former Democratic legislator. Kent Sikkema, a former Republican legislator. You can hear their analyses of the big political stories of the week most Fridays right here on Stateside. Hey, thanks, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.